You gotta go to sleep? It's only like midnight. That's like pocket change for us. Dude, do you not remember what it was like before quarantine? Man, we used to crush it till like 3, 4, 5 in the morning? What are you on about? I don't even recognize you anymore. Wow, since when did you become such a pussy? Oh, okay. Okay, sure. You have work to do. Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, whatever, dude. Oh, you just have a busy schedule tomorrow. Okay, I'm sure that's totally it. You know, I'm willing to bet the reason you're leaving so early is because, I don't know. You want to get busy in bed. What do I mean by that? nothing. Listen, you're right. I don't want to be the reason you couldn't get all that hard work done tonight. Or, sorry, I meant tomorrow. Okay, so I'll talk to you later, all right? What? You won't leave till I reveal what I'm implying? Oh, come on. Don't act coy with me. Okay, we'll do this. Listen, out there, you can pretend to be the fuckboy dom till your heart's content, but I've known you for 7 fucking years, dude. Oh, really? You have no clue what I'm on about? Okay. I see how it is. You really want me to spell it out for you? Fine. Have it your way. I know for a fact, after you hang up, you're gonna get comfortable in bed, snuggle up underneath your big blanket, then slide those gray sweatpants of yours off and beat your fucking meat like there's no tomorrow. Like, how dumb do you think I am? Oh my goodness. I mean, why do you think I entertained your idea of you being a dom? Because this is the most funniest shit ever since I know you're lying through your fucking teeth. Really? Oh, my God. Oh, what? Okay. You're gonna prove it to me next time? How? Go on. What are you gonna do? See, you can't even say anything remotely dominant, dude. Just stop. Okay, we're friends, right? And I fucking love you, okay? But, you know, I have a better chance at pegging you than you do of even petting me. So, sport, what do you say? Do you want to call it a night? I'm more than happy to let you have your little me time. Oh, I'm wrong about the entire thing? Okay, sure, dude. Hey, you don't need to convince me, all right? First, I'm your best friend, and I totally respect that you have a healthy nighttime routine and intimate relationship with your little guy. Like, kudos to you, bro. And second of all, you literally know to the last decimal place how much of a slut I am, so I'm like the last person on this earth that will ever judge you. So, why are you acting so shy? It's fine. Oh, you hate me? You fucking love me. Shut up. Okay, you know what? I have a deal for you. It'll be the fucking deal of the century. If you openly admit that you're going to masturbate after we end this call, since that's the fucking truth, then
The next time we meet in person, probably at my house, since we're always at my house. Yeah, I don't know why either. Invite me over to your house sometime, you dumbass. I swear to God. Yeah. Next week is fine. Anyways, where am I? Right. If you admit you're going to slide your hands down your big boy pants once we hang up, then next time I come over, I'll consider bending you over and spanking that good boy, mommy-loving bottom of yours. Oh my God. No, I swear, it's... I'm just laughing so hard because I just think it's such a good deal, okay? Like, Jesus. It's a great deal. And I would take it if I were you. Oh, come on. I'm just teasing. But seriously. It's healthy to just clear the air. You'll feel like you're levitating. Hell, trust me. You might even say it's orgasmic. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to. It was just some low-hanging fruit. Wait. What? Really, you'll do it? You'll admit it? Yeah? Oh. Okay, yay! No, I'm just so proud of you. Okay. I'll shut up now. Go on. I see. So, you're only slightly aroused? Seriously? All the pep talk I just gave you was so you can have the confidence to say you're slightly aroused. Ah, that's such bullshit. Dude, you're not fooling anyone. I can literally feel the sexual frustration seeping through your voice. Not to mention how badly you're struggling right now to put sentences together. What's the matter? Is all the blood rushing down from your head to your large throbbing? Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, it's fine. I'm just teasing you because of how shy you are right now. It's so cute. I mean, come on. Literally minutes ago, when we got on call, you were joking about how you thought I was adorable and cute when I got angry, and how you just wanted to pet me like I'm some sort of kitten, and you were the big daddy dom. But for some reason, I can't make fun of you when you clearly just popped a boner. Like, really? Okay. Hold up. Okay. All jokes aside, can I ask you a question? One best friend to another. And it's a yes or no question. But you have to be honest. Promise? Or what? Okay, or I'm never talking to you again. Yup, never. I'm serious. Okay. All right. Good boy. Is your dick hard right now? No, I won't make fun if you're honest. Yes. So? Oh my God. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. Oh man. So, who's the daddy now? Oh, come on. Don't go. I was just messing around. You know that. You know me. I just like teasing you. What? Wow, you want me to stop teasing you? What? You've known me for this long, you want me to stop teasing you? You know that's not possible. Aw, are you just embarrassed that your friend gave you a massive fucking erection? Oh my god. Slightly aroused my ass. You dirty W. I can't believe it. But, speaking of asses, prepare to be tied up and spanked next week by yours truly. Oh, you won't have none of that. Well, if I can make you rock hard over the phone, then when I see you, the sky's the limit, don't you think? So, how's it going on the other end over there, Camber? Have you fully pitched your tent then? Has the flagpole been hoisted? Is your lightsaber glowing? Okay, I always wanted to use a Star Wars reference, not gonna lie. And now that I have... Oh my god. I could go all night with these. Dude, you have no idea the night you're in for. I have puns for days. Days! Is your heart beating really fast? Yeah, I thought so. I tend to have that effect on submissive little boys. Are you approaching the edge? Playing with the tip? How hard is it, Is it really, really hard? Or is it really, really hard? Oh, you want me to seriously stop? Why should I? After all, it's my dick, right? Go on, say it. Whose cock is it? Whose cock are you squeezing in the palm of your hands? Say it, or I promise I'll go all night. Oh. Oh my, I can't believe you actually said it. Oh my god, you're such a good boy. This is fucking adorable, you know that? No, I'm not gonna stop, are you kidding? This is the most fun I've had all week. And probably next week, too, given how I got like 3 essay deadlines. What can I say? Life's hard, but not as hard as... well, you know. Jesus, why are you so afraid anyway? Afraid I'll make you come in your underwear? Oh, what? Wait. You're not wearing any? You're kidding. Really? Is that why you wanted me to stop? That's hilarious. Oh. Oh, you really fucked up by telling me that. Like, oh my god. Rewind a few minutes back, and there you were, proudly proclaiming you were Poseidon or something, the god of wet panties and dominating women. And 5 minutes later, I now quite literally own your cock. I mean, you should consider yourself so lucky you can trust me. Otherwise, only God knows what would happen to your pristine Big Daddy Dom reputation. Be honest. Are you touching yourself right now? It's fine if you are. Like I said, last person to judge. You're not? Okay. Well, you wouldn't lie to me, would you? Would you? I'll give you one last chance to come clean. So you are. Good boy. Who's a good boy? Say it. I was a good boy. Yeah, you are.
Wait, I got one more.
Who likes to pretend they're a dom, but is secretly a bratty, disobedient slut? Who could that be? I wonder. No, that's not how you do it. Not like that either. Come on, you have to say all of it. I want you to say it fully and loudly.
Oh, look at you. Guess what? I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life. Probably might even bring it up with your future wife if you come anywhere near to petting me.
That's right. That's what it's all about. You really thought you could just pet me like some kitten and get away with it? Well, this here is cold, hard revenge. How's it feel? To be honest, I think you like this punishment, don't you? So, are you still stroking that log for me? Do you want me to keep going? Okay. How about, are you imagining me holding you tight? Squeezing you right? Do you like it when your best friend dominates you like this late at night? Yeah, you do? That's good. Wait, you want me to stop for real? How about... No. Tonight, you're gonna fucking come in your shorts. That's the only way I see you learning your...
Did you just... did you just finish? Oh.
Well, that was definitely a little early compared to other doms I've been with.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, are you all right? I know you're not all right because you just came in. Okay, I'm sorry. Just listen, I was just busting your balls, all right? I just wanted to teach you a little fun lesson. You know, just me fucking around. I wasn't making fun of you. I mean, maybe a little, but... Look, are you all right? Are you there? Hello? Okay,
listen. Hey, shut up for 1 second. Just let me speak, all right?
How many years have we known each other for?
That's right. 7 fucking years. So what makes you think I did this to embarrass you or that this somehow changes anything?
I fucking love you like family. Like, Jesus, do I need to scream that off the top of a mountain or something?
You know you can trust me, regardless of whether you're a big daddy dom or a cute little sub.
You masturbate. I masturbate. The entire world, including the Pope, probably fucking masturbates, okay? Like, really?
Yeah, you just came in your pants. So what? You fucking know how everything stupid, silly, humiliating about me, so I'd say we're even now.
I was just mad at the beginning because I knew you were hiding your big stupid male machismo or whatever. And I knew it would be so toxic for you. And I kind of wanted to help you realize your true potential. In more ways than one. Okay?
I'm sorry. Leave me alone. You know I don't take anything seriously.
But hey, tell me you had fun, please. I want you to feel good about it, too. There's nothing you have to be embarrassed about. You did? Yay! That's good.
No, really. That's really good. I mean, just look at the positive. You finally have somebody to confide in about your submissive side, rather than just taking out all that frustration on your poor bed. You know, I want to spank your ass so hard right now.
I mean, this is what I call character development. I'm so proud of you, dude.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, now both you and I can catch a good night's sleep, right?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, you love me too.
Well, I knew that already.
Okay, it's really late, dude.
Therefore, I'm calling it a night on behalf of both of us, all right?
Okay, wait, can I get one last who's a good boy?
That's right, you are.
Okay, good night, love you, call me tomorrow,
bye.